AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. Another music legend is gone with the death of Eagles singer and songwriter Glenn Frey.
Take it easy, take it easy.
Frey died Monday of complications from rheumatoid arthritis, ulcerative colitis, and pneumonia in New York at age 67. He was born in Detroit and formed the band with Don Henley in 1971 in Los Angeles. He said in a 2012 AP interview that when he did solo work, he always brought something back to the Eagles.
I really feel like I've improved as a vocalist. And going back and doing shows with the Eagles this past year, South Africa, Dubai, Jazz Fest in New Orleans, really have sort of a kind of a newfound swagger, about my own singing. I feel pretty good about it.
Henley said Frey was like a brother to him, and the bond they forged 45 years ago was never broken. Well, the Oscars boycott is growing over the lack of diversity in this year's list of acting nominees. Actress Jada Pinkett Smith says she won't go, but had this message for award show host Chris Rock.
Hey, Chris, I will not be at the Academy Awards and I won't be watching, but I can't think of a better man to do the job at hand this year than you, my friend. Good luck.
Doctors are getting new tips on how to avoid unnecessary antibiotics for the common complaints of respiratory infections. The AP's Ross Simpson reports experts say to prescribe something else if possible.
Antibiotics are losing their effectiveness, and inappropriate prescribing is one factor. Repeated exposure can lead germs to become resistant to the drugs. The CDC estimates that drug-resistant bacteria cause 2 million illnesses and 23,000 deaths each year in the U.S.
A bipartisan agreement in the Senate would revise healthier meal standards put into place over the last 4 years. To give schools more flexibility. This is AP Radio News. The search for three Americans in Iraq is focused on the Baghdad neighborhood where they went missing. AP correspondent Susanna George reports.
What we've heard so far from Iraqi officials is that the search is ongoing in the neighborhood of Dora, that's in southern Baghdad. The streets have been blocked, checkpoints have been set up, and there's a large security presence. We heard from residents that Iraqi security forces are conducting house-to-house searches in the neighborhood.
Fire engulfed the top floor of Paris's Ritz-Carlton Hotel this morning, burning out of control for hours. The Golden State Warriors bounced back from a shocking loss in Detroit over the weekend by winning their fifth straight over Cleveland. Interim Warriors coach Luke Walton.
We were obviously pleased with the way our guys played the first three quarters. That's who we know we can be.
Stephen Curry had 35 points in his team's 132-98 win over the Cavs. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.